excited to start this B-side conversation, or for the people who are just starting on this side of the fence. Just want to welcome the listeners to our weekly catch-up on sports, reality TV, and pop culture. So everyone, get ready for X's, O's, and Bravo shows.
And everything in between. Welcome to the reality portion of the Reality Playbook.
Love it. Girl.
Yes.
There's so much happening. Hey, everybody. I actually watched Summer House Season 8. I actually watched all the episodes to date. And it is a lot better than I thought it was going to be. It was a hard for me to start. But then once I started, I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. So we can start with, you know, Vanderpump, Summer House. I'm not sure if you're watching The Valley.
I listen to reviews of The Valley. And that's how I get caught up. I have not watched it yet. Because I'm always playing catch up with Vanderpump, and I watch Summer House in real time.
Yeah. And then we can maybe touch on the Faith Stowers lawsuit.
Okay.
So anyway, so let's start with Vanderpump. Last week, this was like the reaction kind of that, the bombshell that, you know, Max, who's a best friend of Tom Schwartz. I don't know what they're calling my best friend, my close friend, but okay. Because it feels like everybody's so close.
Right. And I'm like, he's your best friend, but like, we've only seen him a handful of times on screen. Okay.
Okay, sure. But it was between Katie and Max allegedly hooking up, and Sheena and Brock kind of tracking them. Well, Sheena tracking and reporting out, and Brock, you know, being messy and spilling the tea. So we were getting the reactions from that. And that evening. And so just really interesting to see the next day, how Sheena Schwartz and Brock's conversation were just very, you know, I don't know. It just, he's playing tit for tat. You know, she's playing tit for tat. Whatever you do, you know, and they just kind of seem like they were defending Schwartz, or like kind of siding with Schwartz on it versus, you know, giving any recognition for the fact that Schwartz literally kissed Rachel in a planned event in front of Katie's face,
right? And cheated on her during their marriage and their dating.
And that's, I mean, right. And then, but he kissed her intentionally. Like, he told everybody he wanted to kiss this girl, this woman, in front of her. Then, and she specifically said, "Please don't hook up with anybody in our group."
Right. I have said, and I continue to say, Katie does not owe Tom a damn thing. She's not being hypocritical. He broke the rule first. So what? And Brock is just, I mean, he is
messy boots.
Every week I'm starting to like him less and less. I mean, I never really had any regard for him one way or the other, but we'll even talk about later in the episode. He just likes saying the wrong thing, it's not that he is dumb. He knows what he's doing, which makes it worse. So like, he needs to just fall back. Sheena is shady also. Like, everybody, like, so what? But also, I'm glad Katie did it. Mm-hmm. It's funny, I watched the Vanderpump after show, and I tell you, my views of James Kennedy, it changed. James was with me. He was like, good for Katie. He was like, that was savage. He was like, good for her. And Max is hotter than Tom. Go ahead, Katie.
That's hilarious. Yeah, he's been the voice of reason, which is interesting.
Right. But yeah, I'm so over them saying, and Sandoval shows up later, just being his usual ass of a self, calling Katie a hypocrite. Just shut up.
That when he starts calling people out, like, be accountable. Like, yeah. You know, and it's like, boo. Hey, do you remember last year? Okay. I didn't really appreciate, but it just showed how shallow people are, that Sheena was like, you know, Ariana's been brought all this happiness, this prosperity and wealth, you know, she should just, you know, but now Tom, I mean, he's just, you know, being, you know, I guess, having issues with the world or whatever. And I was just kind of like, really? Like, we're going to do that? Because all you care about is what she got, versus the fact when she broke it down and was like, I don't have a home. This is the home that I was supposed to be in. This is the place that I was like at. Like, this was my spot. This was my partner. Nobody seems to be wanting to acknowledge that there is a time period that happens. And it felt like the older ladies, I call them James's mom and LVP during their lunch, like they actually acknowledged the fact that it takes some time to get over people in the life that you thought you were going to have. You mourn that.
Even if by now we're 6 months out from it, that's not enough time.
It's not.
I give people at least a year. I mean, I think there's like therapists that say you need, like, if you were with somebody for 8 years, it takes 4 years to get over it. Like, it's been 6 months. It hasn't been a year.
And I mean that, like, they had a life together. You know what I mean? Like, living together, doing the show together, like all of like books, and I mean their lives are so intertwined. So what she can't mourn that while she's getting, business opportunities. And I just have a problem. I don't know if I said this last week, but I was always told don't count other people's money. And don't, because you don't know for sure what's happening over there.
But it's jealousy.
It
It's
is.
jealousy. Later, Lala says something a little shady. As we get further into the episode, and I get, excuse me, the mental exhaustion if you're between two friends and feeling like you got to pick sides or whatever. I acknowledge that, but there's no, but you also have to show this woman some grace, because it wasn't even like it was some random chick. It was a friend of hers. She knows that she knows who the woman is. Why wouldn't she be angry? Why wouldn't she be blowing up?
And so one thing that I know that we're going to see it, I guess maybe later the season, is when Sheena says that she has like anxiety attacks over Brock cheating on her. And she kind of like looks at Lala and stuff. And I'm like, so you can have panic attacks and you can be all upset over something that's not even happening. I'm assuming he's not doing that. And Ariana has to just get over this. It's like you can have your little spin outs and be in your anxiety, but she can't do nothing like on her side with who it actually happened to. It's just, it's such, a, it just, it's like, are y'all listening to yourselves? But yeah.
It was fun when you mentioned Lisa and James' mom. I did like that James' mother was like, good for Katie.
When you're an older lady, you know the deal. And then
So
wait, when LVP was like, why is Sheena tracking
yes, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Why is Sheena track a married woman with a baby tracking the dude that she slept with
and was
before?
obsessed with this guy? Like, I watched that season. I was like, girl, like, you need to leave both of these guys alone.
Okay, so maybe I wasn't paying attention because I was like, who's Max? Maybe
He was with Dana. He was in a season with Dana. Dana only was with I like Dana a lot, but she was like, no, thank you. I don't want any of this.
So then, yeah,
They got
he
kicked.
was around
I
more.
think Max
I
got
just
kicked
wasn't paying.
off because he like they found some old tweets or something that he said. But he apparently he's got a black some black family members. So he claims that. But they had to let him go because he had some tweets, I guess, that were racially insensitive. Something like that. It was, and I don't think it was even black, but I think it might have been Asian or something. It was weird.
So there was a water tasting, right? And that's where, is that where the first blow up was? Was that during the water tasting party?
I'm so sorry. I had beach day as the next bullet point, but yes, please. Let's talk about that water tasting.
Water it was before the beach day. And I guess we're already aware that Ariana is mad that Tom went into her room. He said because something was wrong with the air conditioning, he was trying to do something to the house. Left the door open. Ariana, who is not the neatest person in the world, as we can see, left food in her room. The dog went in there, started gnawing on wooden sticks. Got lodged in its throat or its stomach, and $6,000 later, the dog seems to be fine, but Ariana is pissed. I can understand her being angry, but is making everybody uncomfortable. Lala, this is when Lala says something petty that, well, don't you have an endorsement for trash bags? Why don't you know how to throw away the trash? That's
It was
unnecessary.
unnecessary. I actually heard someone on a, I guess maybe it was like Instagram when they were talking about it, and they were like, well, what about what happens if Ariana is so, she says, this is my safe space. What if her safe space is only her room? And what
Yeah.
if like her safe space, like she doesn't even feel comfortable going downstairs to, to be living in all of this space, right? So now you're talking to somebody who is dealing with something like, and we've talked about her mental health before. And so now you're just gonna make fun of her, like, her room that's a disaster. But she's always like, it kind of me. I thought they kind of, she always kind of had a messy space. But I just kind of, I was just like, dang, like, I get the point of like cleaning stuff for your dog, but the bigger point was, don't let my dog in my room. The dog don't need to be in this room.
Or, and don't lock the dog in
And
the
don't lock
room.
the dog in the room.
Yeah. So that carries over. But there is a scene before Beach Day where I was kind of glad that Sheena checked Brooke. So Brock keeps saying, Ariana needs to get over her anger. And Sheena was like, you blow up all the time. Like, so who are you to say when somebody should get over stuff? I was glad that she checked him in that instance. Even though Sheena also had some shady comments about how Ariana has benefited from
The
from
weapons.
Sandoval. And but the thing is, so what? I wonder if you asked Ariana if she had a choice, would she have picked all of these endorsements versus being happy with who she thought was the love of her life?
Exactly. And then they're like, oh, she's got a boyfriend already. Like, we don't know what's going on in their relationship. So, like, again, stop talking about stuff you don't know, and looking all petty and angry. I did get a few people that sent me the same clip of the Barbies acting out the scene where Ariana like yells at Tom in front of everybody, and he's like behind her in the plants and behind he's in, and they have their back and forth, and everybody was just like, woo, there is some fire. And they're like, how are you guys gonna communicate? And if he doesn't have his assistant, because he, oh, by the way, he was sneaking, listening to the conversation that his assistant, his old assistant, was having with
And
Ariana,
for
and
Anne.
she was transparent. She said, look, he like she want she asked me if I can help decide who the like help narrow down assistants, blah 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 blah. But then he basically like told her not to come, and she doesn't know if she has a job or not. And they're like, well, now that she's out, like, who's gonna navigate it? And then I think just off the cuff, Ariana said, oh, my lawyer. But then they're like, how are you a lawyer? You don't hire your lawyer. And I'm like, but that's not what she meant. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what it that answer was. She's pissed. You're mad. How much logic do you like logical you do sound when you're heated? $6,000 on your vet bill? That is a fuck ton of money. I know I've had to throw out some money, but not six. And okay, sorry. I was going to talk about Beach Day.
Yes, let's get to beach day.
Just one thing.
Okay.
Sandoval said that the dogs are just as much, the pets are just as much as his as it is she as Ariana. So where's the money, bruh? Where's the 3,000 you owe
Right.
Ariana for the vet bill? I haven't heard her say that you gave her 3,000 for the vet bill.
And best believe if he had, he would have said that to the
He
group.
would have. That's it.
Let's talk about beach day.
Meshina, so they basically kind of make a joke about last year, drawing a line in the sand, trying to keep the exes, away from each other. Not a lot of beef between Schwartz and Katie. So then James makes the same joke. He puts like a line in the sand. And so at this point, Ariana is sitting with the people, with the group, and Sheena's there. Katie's all there. And then you've got the boys on the other side. And that was just a just made like the antagonistic conversation. It just was, it was gross.
Well, I thought at first it was Schwartz and Katie kind of taking lighthearted shots at each other, right?
Right.
Again, it was Messy Boots Brock that turned that just made everything worse, right? So Katie was even talking to Sandoval, right? They were talking about Anne, but nobody was raising their voice or whatever. Then it starts talking about somehow they got to flirting, right? Sheena says, "Well, I think all of you guys have flirted with me." And Tom said, "I think Tom said something to Sandoval about, excuse me, who's flirting with who or whatever." He made some comment, and then Brock is like, "Is that what you said to Rachel?" No need for it, and it set Ariana off, obviously. But I gotta say, that wasn't even Sandoval's fault. It was
No,
Brock's fault.
Rock was being very, very
Because Sandoval even
messy.
was like, "Why are we going that?" Like, but Brock and I don't know if you watched the after show. He's like, "Well, it might have been on me, but I feel like I've got to make them talk about it." No, you don't. Who are you? Who are you?
You know what you should talk about? I'm kids in Australia.
What my girl Katie said.
I'm kids in Australia.
What and why?
I,
So it was Brock that ruined Beach Day. I
he
would even
absolutely
put him on
did.
Sandoval.
He did. But I thought Sandoval could have just like bowed out and just kind of just let it go. But he was just poking the bear, poking the bear, poking the bear. And unfortunately, Ariana really kind of fell into the trap. And but you're angry. And then but I do appreciate how she checked everybody. Like you're supposed to be a man, you're not checking him. Like you need to check him, and you don't need to be saying stuff about me, and I appreciated that. But we'll see what everybody feels,
Yeah.
by the end of this. It seems like they're trying to make her out to be the villain, and I think that's what she's trying to tell them, like communicate. And but she's not the villain.
No.
And he's not even doing a good rehab of his image. He's still who he is.
Yeah. But I just don't think anybody, I don't see anybody getting over that situation in 6 months.
3 months, 6 months.
Especially if you still got to be around the person.
Right. And then think about like after you're filming, you start filming basically around your birthday at the end of June. They stop what in September. Then you're likely going to BravoCon in October. So you're with these people for at least like a solid 4 or 5 months. And then you actually can kind of can get a break and, separate. We just saw that Ariana just moved out.
Yeah.
So I don't know where, I mean, obviously she was in New York doing like the Broadway show. So I'm sure
Probably,
she must have a
yeah.
lot of time to not have to be in that space. But yeah.
But at the time as we're watching, she hasn't even gotten that yet. So she hasn't even, yeah, she
She
hasn't
hasn't
gotten
gotten it.
Broadway yet.
But shout out to her because she's gonna be hosting her show, Love Island. She was watching it. She talked
Yeah.
about it, and now she's gonna be host. That's cute. Real quick, since it does relate to Vanderpump, right after actually there was a blow up on the Valley, Kristen basically was being, Kristen, and she dropped some gossip that she heard. That one of the cast members was racist. One of the cast members called another cast member racist, or a Republican, which is like a
And
bad
or
word, and/or which is bad in like LA, like where they are, not all of LA, because they're anyway. So and so that whole dropping that in the midst of an argument where Kristen actually had some. Was credible, like had some, like credibility in being upset about the fact that Jax essentially invited her ex-boyfriend and her current boyfriend to the same event, and he was like, "I just want to hang out with all of the guys. I don't want to have to not invite certain people." And he's like, "I want to get them together," but he really wants to get them together so that the ex-boyfriend can warn the current boyfriend because he thinks that this is not going to work out. He doesn't like the fact that she wants to get pregnant with him, all that good stuff. So she was upset
again,
about
another
that.
man in somebody's business. Stay out of it.
So then Kristen drops the whole bomb about one of them being racist. There is a black woman sitting there. She didn't like that comment. And she was like, how are you just going to call my friend racist in front of me? She's like, I don't like. And so basically that's what now that cast is dealing with is how do we deal with Kristen? Because like, she just kind of out like said something that was gossip and
making these serious accusations.
And it makes them, you know, makes them look a certain way on TV. But Faith Stowers, like literally, I feel like it was that night or like very close to that thing happening. Cause Kristen's like crying, like, oh, I don't know what's gonna happen if I like saying I'm, you know, racist. Like it's gonna be another thing and I don't know if my life is gonna fall apart. And I was like, girl, okay. So basically, Faith Stowers is using the same attorneys as the reality reckoning of, you know, Bethany Frankel and Rachel. And she's going after the network for discrimination, but she actually called out Lala in her suit. Did you see that? So she talks like, I think at, you know, towards the end about, you know, Stassi and Kristen and what they did. But she actually said that Lala came up and she was getting fussy with her and she wielded a knife very close to her face. And she just, and when she wanted to tell, like, speak up about what Lala did, LVP apparently said, like, look, she's a cast member. She's going to be here. So just figure it out. And they, all the people on that show were basically telling her to quiet. Don't say anything about what happened with Lala. So, yeah, it's more than just the Stassi Kristen thing. It's a few other incidents that happened in the time that Faith was
just
there.
In case the viewers don't know, so Faith was on, I forget what season it was. It was when, to me, Vanderpump was getting bad. But she's African-American. Kristen accused her of stealing a jacket, I think. And then there was a lot of...
They called the cops on her. Kristen and Stassi called the cops because they saw a woman that they thought looked just like her being accused of stealing, and it wasn't her, but they called the cops anyway. I guess they're trying to beat good Karens. Not your business anyway. So I saw that say that, you know, Faith was a cast member of VPR. She actually worked there. She wasn't shown too much. She did have like controversy because her and Jax hooked up, and that was basically first episode or second episode that whole thing comes out because Jax has gotten to a place where he'll let the whole season go denying the affair. And then he admits to it at the end of the year, at the end of the season. I think he just got tired and he was like, look, we did it. Okay. And so it really tracked that all the other folks did not want to work with, like film with Faith. They all like rallied around Brittany. And so that season was more about Brittany dealing with, like, you know, Jack's infidelity.
Yeah.
So they already didn't like her for that, whatever that would happen there, if it did. So interesting to see, you know, what'll come out, what will happen, because this one actually seems like there's some meat to it versus, you know, the other suits that we've seen.
Okay.
In the time we have.
My summer house? So this week, did you watch this week's?
I did.
Okay. For me, I wasn't as interested because my boy Wes wasn't around. I like Wes and Sierra.
He talks too much. Him and Jesse, they talk too damn much about that relationship.
They do, but they're the newbies, and I know you haven't watched the other seasons yet. But compared, when they bring new people on, I feel like Wes and Jesse have been the best newbies for Summer House. They've kind of fit in with everybody. In terms of what they're doing too much, it's just talking too much. But they're not doing too much.
No. Jesse's hilarious, though.
I would wonder, I would love to see, like, who does Wes typically date? I think Sierra is so beautiful. She's my gorgeous. Man just doesn't know what to do.
He don't know
like,
what to do.
He's just so nervous and wants to. He can't shut up. And
He cannot. She's like, I'm a private person. I'm like, I know. I'm one of those people that
So
don't
I don't
talk
think
about my
it's him.
relationship.
Like, I don't
It's not
think he's talking
intentional.
too much in a malicious
Not
way.
at all,
It's
but he's
like a
talking to his.
nerdy, like, oh my God, I'm a nerd and
But
I got
Jesse
the
can't keep the
prettiest girl in
ball.
school. And Jess and his best friend can't hold water.
They love, man. They are in love. That is a bromance.
I think it's adorable.
You did ask me about what my perspective is on the Lindsay and Carl thing, given that she felt blindsided, and maybe because she didn't hear the conversations that were going on behind her back, but it felt like the cast had a bit of like a y'all sure? But
Right.
she
I
did
mean,
ask the same question. Are you sure about this?
she's claiming she's blindsided, but from the first episode, we all were like, what in the world?
All of them are
You're
reacting to
doing.
them. They just fight like every week. And the fact that he had to come up on Saturday and she came up on Friday and she had the best time on Friday without him.
Or remember in the very first episode of the season, how much fun the house had because they
Without
hadn't
them.
shown up yet.
Yeah.
It's
It's
just,
a it's it's just yeah.
but I just can't. I cannot believe that if you are in love and getting ready to marry somebody who you know is dealing with sobriety, has lost a brother to a drug overdose, to just kind of throw out those accusations, it's evil.
When she was like, "He are you on coke?" Because that sounds like coke, Kyle or Carl, to
Okay,
me. I
Carl.
was like, "Damn!" But the thing is, I think what we saw Paige draw out of her was the fact that she's just very frustrated. I think just in general, and that she feels like she has to be this perfect person for him, and but she doesn't feel like I don't because. She said that they don't have sex very often, like as often as you would think some folks would. And as a
How could
result,
you get screamed at all the time?
but it just seems like what Paige, I think, was trying to acknowledge was everyone's, like helping Carl and, kind of, but they're not really recognizing, Paige's feelings. Or, I'm sorry. Lindsay is
Lindsay.
feeling some type of way too. So I think we see a little bit of like what she's kind of dealing with and that she feels like she has to be this a person and she's not. But she's also not quite dealing with it the best way possible because she just starts yelling and screaming and like walking off and sounding crazy. So, not
So
crazy,
I love watching this through your eyes because you're starting now. The funny thing is, Paige can't stand Lindsay.
right?
Okay?
Right?
It's funny. And
They
she is
flash back. Paige was like, "I was never your friend." I was like, "Damn."
And Lindsay has always been this person,
Yeah.
right? So as you watch earlier seasons, she and Danielle used to be the best of friends. And what kind of broke them up is Danielle questioning, why are you and Carl, not why are you guys together, but why are you guys moving so fast? And it like Danielle was the bad guy for like being the eyes of the, because she had been around them the most. They were like the three musketeers. And she questioned, but Lindsay has always been this messy person. And the excuse is, well, I got activated when I was drunk. No, like, again, reality TV and the real world are two totally different places,
Right.
because Miss Activated Lindsay would get handled a lot differently in the real world than on television.
And it just looks like when you watch it, because she's seeing it through her own eyes of like what her whole issues are with him. It's so we're not really, like I said, I think Paige did a good job of trying to get out like kind of what her issues are. But you don't unless you can kind of be a better communicator and showing, because that's the whole thing about reality TV is, they don't really fight over this like what the ketchup or not sitting in the middle, of a table. They fight over how they look on TV. They want to make sure that the viewers, understand them, have their backs. And so if Lindsay could just kind of articulate it a little bit better, given that she's been throwing a whole lot of darts at Carl, it just doesn't make her look great in that light.
Yeah, and I think, and I just don't, I don't know what she could do to redeem herself, because one, those of us that have been watching for years know all of the other kind of shady stuff that she's done, but also those of us that watched the episode when Carl finds out that his brother is gone, like, and what, you know, that, you know, what he's been through, to just kind of throw those things up. Like, let's even say, had he fallen off the wagon, that's not the way to support somebody.
Not at all. I think everyone is just very concerned. It looked like the whole house, they're just very concerned about the two of them getting married without having, like, some level of resolve.
What I do love about Jesse is brand new, but he's like, do you think this is the
girl
you should be doing?
Me, Jesse, and Wes are just like, what's up? Like, are you sure about this? Are y'all cool? I know that we have to stop soon, but I just wanted to touch on Amanda and Kyle. Do they like each other?
Right.
It's giving Katie Schwartz, but not as disrespectful.
You know, some people would say, I love somebody, but I don't like them. Right. Like,
yes. She talk about, let's buy this house so I could be out here for a few weeks.
Right. First of all, I was like, who's got that kind of money?
That was a beautiful house, though. I did want to know that. That was a gorgeous house.
It was. It wasn't too big. It had, like, everything I would ever want.
That backyard was yeah. insane.
In the pool, yeah. Ugh. I don't know. And I want them to win. I want to one day see Amanda pregnant and, you know, with Kyle's baby. But I don't know.
I like her, like, approach. I think she's kind of a G, but I'm just like, are we never going to see, like, eye to eye? Like, she's calling him on his BS, and I think everyone's like, but can you just be nicer to him? Because he is kind of saying. But then it's also like, yeah, you want to spend more time with me, but you get on the Ferris wheel with the man? Like, what? Like, what's that, you know? But,
And yeah. Kyle just, it's taken him a long time to grow up.
That, it looks like that. Okay. And, oh, I'm sorry. We got to end on this one note. Kyle being the flower boy at the wedding.
Talk about disrespectful. That's what my girl Paige, didn't she say I had to smack them or something?
Here with Carl. Like, I mean, somebody wanted him to be the, I was like, damn, boy.
Yeah, but as Carl said in the after show, you know, that wedding didn't happen. And he said, when I get married, this man will be a major part of it.
Absolutely.
So
that's great. It looks like there's a bond there. So how do you, but they said that Carl married him and Amanda.
He officiated their wedding.
Anyway.
Yep.
Thank you for putting me onto this, because this is actually a lot better than what I was expecting.
Well, I'm so excited that now we have Summer House to talk about.
Girl.
But you got anything else to say? You good? Okay.
No, I was just going to say girl.
I didn't want to. Well, that wraps up our weekly catch up with one another and you. Please like, subscribe, and leave comments for us to read. Tell a friend to tell a friend and join in the weekly catch up conversation each week. Bye, Alana.
Bye, Tara.
I'm going to go watch some Sixers and Vanderpump tonight.
Perfect. That's a good combination. That is reality playbook.
Yes. Or playbook reality. That's the order.
Bye.
Bye.